Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Russ Kemmerer. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Williams moves to third. Wertz moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Landis. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Nixon and he is out, Green applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbuquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbuquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malzahn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzahn moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Smith moves to third. Freese moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Freese moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Wills now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freese tags and scores. Rivera tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasbye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Malzone moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fox bunts towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rapulski moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-4 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.